From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I had a chance to help my mother usher in her 81st birthday up just outside of Albany, New York, and then I had a chance to go to Santa Monica and meet some longtime listeners and supporters, Karina Kotzen and Lee Rosenbaum. They had a big party at their house raising some money for public radio, so I was at both ends of the country in a few short days. And meanwhile, you are not in New York. You're in Charlotte, North Carolina. What are you doing there?
Well, it's National Library Week, and I'm speaking at the Public Library of Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I tell you, I was on a plane coming back from California, so I didn't get to hear the challenge you had everyone working on last week. So when you repeat it for everyone, it'll be the first time I've heard it. What is it?
Yes, it came from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. I said, take the name John Stewart, as in the television host. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell three famous movie titles. What are they?
What are they?
The answers are Jaws, E.T., and Tron.
Oh, how exciting. Well, you know, almost 2,300 listeners came up with those titles, and our winner, chosen at random, is John Sapovitz from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. John, am I pronouncing your last name properly?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. What do you do there?
I'm a critical care nurse.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent. Have you been playing Puzzle a long time?
About a year or so.
Oh, great. Well, you're ready to play today?
I think I'm ready.
I think you are, too. All right, Will, please meet John. Let's play.
All right, John. Every answer this week is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials NC, as in North Carolina. For example, if I said, it trims the ends of your fingers and toes, you would say nail clipper. Number one is an event where reporters ask questions.
News conference.
That's right. Number two, front of a rocket.
Nose cone.
Uh-huh. Where the Democrats and Republicans nominate their presidential candidates.
National convention.
Good. Site of judicial proceedings after dark. And the operative word there is, after dark.
Was this also the name of a TV show?
Yes.
Night Court.
Night Court is it. Place for people with no clothes on.
Nudist colony.
Uh-huh. Informal term for a CPA.
Numbers counter.
Yeah, number cruncher. A French style of cooking.
Nouvelle cuisine.
Good, nouvelle cuisine. A plea in which a defendant does not dispute the charges.
Nolo candidare.
Excellent, or no contest, either way. An English playwright who wrote Blithe Spirit.
Noel Coward.
Good. Oscar-winning actor for Leaving Las Vegas.
Nicolas Cage.
Good. She had number one R&B hits with Miss You Like Crazy and I've Got Love on My Mind.
Help me out here, Leanne.
Yeah, I wish I could, John.
She had a famous singing father.
Oh!
Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
Natalie Cole. Good, good. Thou shalt not bear false witness. What is that? Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Some commandment?
Yeah, which one?
Ninth.
The ninth commandment is it. It happened in England in 1066.
Help me out here. Lisa.
Yeah, I'm thinking Magna Carta, but that...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
No.
It's when William came over and...
The Norse conquest.
Norman conquest.
The Norman conquest.
Good, thank you, John.
Good job. All right, here's a real test of knowledge. Emma Lazarus poem inscribed on the base of the Statue of Liberty.
And I just read a story about this last week.
Really? This is the poem, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, yeah. Those Yearning
it.
To
That's
Be
it.
Free.
What's it called? What's the name?
No.
Starts with the...
The New Covenant.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm just going to tell you. It's the New Colossus.
New Colossus. Well, now I know something when I go to see the Statue of Liberty.
Try this one. Chocolate candy bar with rice inside. It's not made by Hershey. It's by...
Oh. Something crisp.
No, but it does start C-R, right?
Crunch, Nestle Crunch.
Crunch,
Nestle Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch is good. What an antihistamine clears up.
Nasal congestion.
Right, and your last one, where a boxer goes after he's knocked out his opponent.
Neutral corner.
Yeah.
Is correct.
John, nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. Very nice.
One challenges one. In there.
Weren't they, though? Weren't they, though?
Easy as I thought.
No, it never is. It's always easier when you're alone with your radio, you know, in the car. Well, for playing our puzzle today, we're going to send you some things. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Lots of stuff to play with. John, tell us your public radio station.
I listen to Weekend Edition on WHYY, and I'm a member of WRTI.
How excellent. Wonderful. Two stations in one. Love it. John Sapovitz in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot for being our guest, for being a listener and a member, and for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, Will, what challenge do you have for us to work on this week?
Well, name a world capital in 6 letters. Rearrange these letters to name a well-known island. What is it? I'll give you 2 hints. First, the capital has more than 5 million people, so it's a big, well-known city. And second, the capital and the island are only about 1,000 miles apart. So again, a world capital in 6 letters. Rearrange these letters to name a well-known island. What 2 places are these?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And there's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, have a great time in North Carolina, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.